Hey guys, welcome back to the Body Consult Podcast with your host, Lee Constantino. And today, I'm going to be sharing something that I shared in my private coaching community recently. And it's a concept that will really help you get motivated if you're feeling low, or maybe you've hit a wall or a plateau, or you're really lacking motivation. And I did this piece of work, kind of like homework, with my community, with my clients, and it really got them fired up and ready to push forward. So I'm going to share the concept here today on the podcast. So grab a pen and paper and maybe make some notes so you can use this concept and move yourself forward, right? Because that is ultimately what it's about. It's about moving forward, growing and developing, and pushing forward to achieve our health and our fitness goals. And if we're not moving forward, if we're not growing, we're dying. And so, you know, we've got to find ways to stay motivated, to keep ourselves driven and fired up so we can achieve the things that we are working towards. And the concept today that I'm going to be talking about is reward and risk, or sacrifice. And the concept of the things that you are sacrificing in order to get the reward. Okay, so what are you really sacrificing to get the things you want in life? And I share this idea that we are always sacrificing something to get something else, something greater. A mother sacrifices her time, her social life, going out, partying, seeing her friends, to raise a healthy child, to raise a child into a strong adult, healthy adult, to go into the world and achieve greatness. That is what a mother does. She sacrifices much of her life to do that. My mom did the same for me and my brothers. She, you know, stopped working because she wanted to focus on us and single-handedly raised us to be healthy, to have a good mindset, to have, you know, ambition and drive, and to do the things in our lives that we want to achieve. And she sacrificed a long time, so she could give us a good start in life anyway. And, you know, any mothers out there listening will understand what that sacrifice means. You know, even the fathers as well, who support the mothers, you know, getting up early at night, sacrificing sleep, sacrificing, you know, time out, because you have to look after your children. And any of you who have made progressions in your career, maybe you've moved up the career ladder, moved yourself into a senior position in your company, and been rewarded with a pay rise, you would have sacrificed a lot of time, you know, working longer hours, maybe doing the weekends, doing overtime, maybe not even getting paid for all this extra work, just so you can be in that higher position and, you know, get the pay rise and status that you've been wanting to achieve. And any skill that you've learned in life, whether it's learning how to dance, something that I've started a couple years ago, whether it's learning a martial art, learning how to defend yourself, learning how to draw, writing, learning, reading books, you have to sacrifice time in order to gain those skills, right? In order to learn how to dance, I've had to sacrifice many of my evenings and occasional weekends to learn the skill to move and position myself in order to dance. And so just think of any skills that you have in life and what that's come at. It's come at a sacrifice. And the same applies for your health, your fitness, and body goals. There is always going to be a level of sacrifice to get the things that you want, to look the way you want, to have the body that you want. So what is it that you are sacrificing? What are the things that you are sacrificing in order to achieve the body that you want? And I want you to now consider and really think about the rewards of getting your body into the best shape of your life. What will that do for you? Will it give you more self-esteem? Will you start to wear that outfit, that dress, that suit, that whatever that you've been wanting to wear. Excuse me. And has it helped you? Will it help you go on holiday and have more confidence and feel good when you walk down the beach in your swimsuit, in your bikini, in your shorts? Is it going to help you have the confidence to stand on stage and speak in front of people? Or is it going to give you the confidence to rise up into that job that you've been wanting to go for, but you haven't quite got the self-confidence to, you know, put yourself up for the job because your self-image is holding you back of how you feel in yourself? You know, what will achieving that goal, what will those sacrifices equate to? And then you have to really ask the tough question. Is this worth it? Is it worth the sacrifice to get the reward, to get all of those things that you want in your life? Is sacrificing all of the things that you are missing out on, whether it's your social life or, you know, meals out or junk food or all these kind of things that you can really think of, is it worth the reward? Now, I caveat this by saying that, you know, you don't have to sacrifice everything to an extremity, but there is going to have to be some level of sacrifice in order for you to get the things you want. And that's just facts. As I've said earlier, for anything in life, there is always going to be a level of sacrifice to have the things you want. And you really have to ask yourself, are you willing to sacrifice those things? Is the reward great enough that you are going to sacrifice some of those things to some degree at least in order to get the rewards? And something that all of my clients realize is that their list of rewards and what this is going to do for them is way greater than the sacrifices, the things that they are having to give up right now in the short term. Because they've seen that the long-term satisfaction and reward of the sacrifices outweigh the sacrifices themselves. Right? Does that make sense? The rewards and the things that they are wanting to achieve outweigh the sacrifices. And when you do this task, when you sit down and really think about these two concepts of what am I sacrificing and what are the rewards and what will I get, you will realize why you need to keep going. You'll realize why it's important to keep going. You'll start resonating with the whys of what this is all amounting to. And that is really where most people fail. They lose their reasons and why they started in the first place, and then they give up, and then they revert back to their old ways because their desire, their need for change wasn't strong enough. The short-term satisfactions were a prominent thing of the things they wanted, and they lost sight of what this is going to do for them. And so I did this task with my coaching community, with my clients, so they can see what this is for, right? What this journey is going to do for them in the long term. And hopefully you can do the same right now and see what this is going to do for you, the power that is going to bring you in your life for achieving the health, fitness, and body goals that you are striving to. And you'll never need to look for an external source of motivation again. You'll never have to swipe up and down your social media feed, you know, looking for fitspirations and body goals and hashtags and Transformation Tuesdays to be motivated, because you're going to have your own motivations, your internal motivations, the intrinsic ones that come from within, which are far superior to any external motivation out there. And it's a powerful, powerful thing to use to keep you going when you're feeling low, when you're feeling demotivated, when you want to give up. It's really going to help you. So I hope you have listened very carefully and made some notes on the things I've spoken about, because it's something that I share, you know, in my community. You know, we do a Mindset Monday every week where I talk about similar concepts and help, you know, have these mindset shifts. Because that's ultimately where you win first. When you win in your mind, your body follows, right? You think before you do. And when you win your mindset, and put yourself in the right position to succeed, your body will follow and it will make it a hell of a lot easier. So I hope this podcast was helpful to you. I hope this message was helpful. If it was, go over to like my Instagram at Lee Constantine and send me a message or tag me in your stories. I'm at Lee Constantine over on social media and on Facebook. And just like let me know if this like helped you out, because ultimately that's what I do these for. And or send me an email, lee@thebodyconsult.com. And if you are fired up and this is like ignited something inside you, but you're kind of stuck still and you're like not sure what first step to take, send me that message and just let me know what you're stuck with. All right, let me know what you're stuck with, and you kind of, we can kind of talk, and I can help you get through that first step. And that's initially the hard part. Once you take that first step, you'll be flying and you'll be making amazing progress. So thanks for listening. Stay tuned, stay updated, and I'll speak to you guys soon.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.